This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. On today's episode, Sarah McDerris discovers something about music's powers that many of us have suspected all along.
I was having lunch with a friend the other day. She is the volunteer director of Manor House, an all-volunteer organization that provides food for those who need it. She told me a story. Because of volunteer contributions and work, Manor House owns a hydroponic garden here in Madison County, so aptly named Fields of Dreams. Its product is lettuce, producing 21,000 heads each month. Most of it is sold to cover expenses. Some heads are saved and used to offer 3,000 salads a week to those who are without food. Manor House needs to double that amount in order to meet the growing requests for its service. TVA is a benefactor to Manor House, granting it the sum of $120,000 toward lighting costs. The wish of the Manor House volunteers is to have more hydroponic gardens. Since my friend is interested in growing food, she regularly visits the Fields of Dreams and enjoys seeing its production. One day, she was there with some TVA people who regularly check on the water. One of the men was talking about running some experiments about the yield of food plants, like lettuce, in a hydroponic situation. He introduced himself as a research scientist from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. This research scientist began to explain about the experiments UT was conducting. He was especially involved with the timeline for production, from seeds to full maturity. As the conversation progressed, he realized how interested in the subject my friend was. Observing the light in her eyes, he finally asked, "Would you, by chance, want to join us in these experiments? We are looking for hydroponic plants like this one." With delight, she quickly answered in the affirmative. She began to question him. "Will you tell me about the experiments?" His answer startled her. "We want to study the effect of music on growing plants." "Music?" "Music is a part of her soul." "Yes, would you be interested?" In no time, the agreement was reached. She had just one request. "Please play only classical or Christian music." So the experiment began. Classical music 24 hours a day, serenading lettuce here in the county of Madison to observe if there was any change in the growth pattern. In lettuce production, the timeline for growth from seed to food is about 75 days. Under the sparkling flow of crashing cymbals, brilliant brass, stunning harp glissandos, chirpy flutes, and soothing cellos, yes, string orchestras and the resonance of every instrument playing together in the entire symphony orchestra, the days between seed in the water to full maturity numbered 35. The power of music.
Before retiring, Sundial contributor Sarah McDerris produced a children's show for Alabama Public Television and was on the initial staff here at WLRH. She spent 34 years telling stories for the Huntsville Public Library and created a storytelling group called The Spellbinders. You can hear Sarah's story from today and all the past Sundial stories and poems at WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab. You can hear new episodes of the Sundial Writer's Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.